You know, this may be worst mom of the year. It's hard to say because we've heard so many, from Lori Vallow Daybell to what's her name?
Is it Tracy Farriter?
Tracy Farriter. There's so many. This last
year. Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand.
Who's the one who put the boyfriend in the or the Wisconsin one was nuts too and attacked her attorney.
Shabusiness.
Yeah, she was another one. But this one, I don't know. I think she may take the cake as being one of the worst mothers, at least of the year. Shanda Vander Ark is who we are talking about. This is the woman who is charged with starving her 15-year-old special needs son to death, Timothy Ferguson, in Muskegon County, Michigan. See, first she was being looked at for charges possibly in Oklahoma. There was a lot of rumblings around her of, hey, you're probably going to be arrested soon. So what did she do? She fled to Michigan to continue her reign of terror, allegedly. Timmy Ferguson's lifeless body was discovered at the family's Norton Shores home in July of 2022. At the time of his death, in mind, Timmy is 15 years old. He was 69 pounds. The autopsy conducted revealed that he had died from dehydration and extreme emaciation attributed to malnutrition and starvation. The medical examiner ruled his death a homicide, shedding light on the distressing conditions that he endured. In court, prosecutors have presented disturbing allegations against Shanda Vander Ark. His mom claimed that she denied Timothy access to food, restricting him to a diet of only bread or bread soaked in hot sauce. And when we're talking hot sauce here, I think it's important to understand what that means. Like, when you think hot sauce, a lot of people think Tabasco or like the hot wing sauce or Buffalo Wild Wings, what we would normally eat. But have you ever been into any of those hot sauce stores, Stacey, where they have like the gazillion Scoville unit hot sauces that are like Carolina Reaper, Ghost from, Malevolent Hell, Satanic Sauce, where it's just so hot, like literally it can basically peel paint off of a car because of the heat in it.
Is that what you're going to talk about? That's what they use? They didn't just soak Tabasco?
It wasn't Tabasco. It wasn't buffalo sauce. It was that shit. It was like the you're going to die hot sauce. The stuff people challenge each other to eat to get a rush, where you're like, a drop of it on your tongue will make you sweat profusely and beg for milk for the next 10 hours.
So was this their way of trying to prevent him from eating the bread by making it so unable to be eaten, or was it to torture him as he ate it?
It was torture. There's no logical explanation for any of this. They weren't playing a game. It wasn't torture. It's pure torture. There's no trying to figure this one out with any sort of sensible outcome. It was that they'd give the kid ice baths just because. Because why not? Why not put your special needs child in an ice bath and then feed him that? And then have cameras over and have him locked in his room.
Here. Yeah. He was special needs?
Yes.
Oh.
So
I mean,
another layer of depravity to this.
Oh my God. So wow. Yeah. Thank God I'm not on that jury.
Yeah. The trial has begun. Opening statements have taken place. The testimony has been very compelling. Her older son, Paul, who's 21 years old right now, he is also facing first-degree child abuse charges in connection with Timothy's death. A separate trial date is pending, further emphasizing the gravity of these allegations. He has made a deal to testify against the mom in exchange for some grace, if you will, when it comes to his sentencing, should it get there. I I feel really actually bad for the 21-year-old. In his testimony, this is someone who's a product of this woman. He's 21 now, but this pattern of abuse has been going on when this kid was a minor, too.
Unreal. So and, was anything happening to this other kid?
Well, they are not discussing that because that's not the case in this court or in this trial. But he feared very much for his, you know, his own safety, I think. And we're gathering that from his testimony if he didn't follow what mom wanted him to do. She essentially made him her henchman. And God knows what the consequences would be if he didn't follow what she wanted, considering it was just a drop in the bucket to do the hot sauce thing with the kid, with his special needs kid, and all these other absolutely horrible things. So one can only imagine what being brought up by Shanda Vander Ark was for her now 21-year-old son. When I was on Court TV the other night and they asked me, what is the, you know, what does this remind you of? Or like, what is this child, this 21-year-old, you know, what's going through his mind? And I said, well, number one, it reminds me of Norman Bates to a certain extent, and not trying to be funny, but that unhealthy, weird, bizarre connection that Shanda Vander Ark has forged with this son is creepy and wrong and weird. And able to get him to do that sort of bidding. I don't know what else goes on in that relationship. One would almost wonder. Clearly, this is a recipe. He was raised by her. This is what she does. This is her extreme evil narcissistic tendencies. Would you expect anything less out of the human product that was created by this person? This person needs help. This person needs to be as far away from this woman as possible. I don't know that that 21-year-old needs to go to jail or really face a whole lot here. I think he's just as abused as the others and had no choice but to follow out exactly what Mommy Dearest ordered.
What a convoluted, horrible story. And this now 21-year-old has this horrible trauma in his life now.
Yeah.
That he endured this. Who knows what he endured? He's also facing charges, but you know, he's a victim of his environment.
Yeah, 100%. This is somebody who knows nothing else. Mom made this the norm. This is what you do. This is how you handle it. That's your example. What do you expect else out of this kid? Yeah, he's a 21-year-old. But judging from his behavior on the stand the other day, I'd say probably, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but I'd say we're probably talking more so the mental capacity of maybe a 14, 15-year-old. If that, maybe a little bit younger. And that's not shocking at all with the abuse that this monster inflicted on her own kids. So I hope things for his sake work out, and they are very lenient on him. He needs help. He needs to be probably in a place that can, he needs to be rewired essentially. And if he's able to do that, if he's willing to do that, hopefully he can go on and live a life far, far away from this. Maybe be an advocate for horrible things like this, because these people exist. But I don't know that locking him up is going to solve anything. Shanda Vander Ark, well, cut a hole in the ice.
And drop her in.
Here's a reference. Ice freezes up north, and they're in Michigan. So here's the plan. Take her out in the lake. Say, we're going to go ice fishing. Got a big hole in the ice. Drop her in. Put the ice back over the hole and say, whoops, you know, problem solved. The world would be a better place, and the fish would get some food, you know? It's cold.
Circle of life, baby.
They need a snack.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.